the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Timberwheel.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
A.K.A. Good Deeds, Good and Plenty, and Good Riddance. How are you good folks doing on this Good Friday?
Yeah, everything's
are y'all good.
Good? We're good.
Tom, Super J, I'm about to unpack my bag from the cruise so I can repack my bag for my trip to Philly, where me and Chris Paul's going to be this Saturday at the Prince Music Theater for two shows with your Philly affiliate, 100.3 WRNB. But before I unpack and repack, let's count down this week's contenders, shall we?
Right.
Contender number one. It's Spirit Airlines. Now, I don't know if you guys listen, ever heard of, or flown on Spirit, but they'll break your spirit. Now, I had the pleasure of flying Spirit last Saturday, and my flight was delayed so much I started to think these planes wasn't even flying, Tom. The pilots were driving to their destination. And don't get me started on the changing them charging for bags. They don't care what kind of bags. Carry-on bag, overhead bag, colostomy bag. The bags under your eyes, they charge for everything. It was a good thing I was holding myself. They would have charged me for my bag of planners. Spirit, you need to just change your name to Soul Plane. Sometimes when something is too cheap, it's too good to be true. Jay, that's like a fine prostitute charging $15. Now, you might spend $15 a couple of times, but you're going to start thinking something must be wrong with her. $15 is too cheap. I should have wore a condom. Wow. This is my last time. Contender number two, Mary J. Blige.
No.
Now, Tom, Mary J. Blige is my girl. I've been loving Mary J. Blige's son since West of 411. But why is Mary apologizing for that premature Burger King commercial that was released? Where she was singing about a chicken sandwich? Not a chicken leg, not a chicken thigh, not even chicken gizzard, but a chicken wrap. Are we that damn chicken sensitive we're complaining about an R&B singer singing about chicken rap?
Yes.
It's a rap, simple. Stereotyping a rap. What if it was a turkey rap? I don't know how much money Burger King paid Mary, but I hope those people protesting go to Mary J. Blige's concert. That commercial was equivalent to Mary going platinum. Tom, what the hell were these people protesting when Mary was dating KC?
Right.
They should have been appalled at that shiggity. It's a damn rap, people. Contender number three is another Mary. Marion Barry.
Oh.
Washington, D.C. Mayor for life, Marion Barry, won his third consecutive Democratic primary this week, but his victory speech, Marion Bishop me up. Barry said, quote, we got to do something about these Asians coming in, opening up. They ought to go. Then he later apologized on his Twitter account. Jay, I didn't know Marion Barry tweet. That just sounds funny to me. Marion Barry tweeting. Doesn't that sound funny? He apologized for offending the Asian American community. He said it was a bad choice of words. And he knows about some bad choice of words, don't he?
Yeah, he does.
He should have sent out a tweet pic of himself wearing a Jeremy Lin jersey. They'd have believed that. I can't believe the Bama tweet. Melinda Wilson, you are the Bama of the week. Now, Melinda Wilson is supposedly that McDonald's Mega Million winner who said she bought a separate Mega Million outside of her McDonald's lottery pool.
Yeah.
And she ain't sharing her extra value meal with nobody. Not even a kid's meal, Tom. Now she can't find the lottery ticket. Maybe she hid it in her weave. She says she misplaced it. Black people don't even use words like I misplaced it. We say I lost that mother. Thanks to Melinda Wilson, white co-workers on the job right now that's been a part of lottery pools for years with black co-workers are taking their money out. They're buying separate lottery tickets. They said, nope, you're never Melinda me. I misplaced it, you silly Negroes. Melinda Wilson, you are the Bama of the week.
Week.
Philly, Saturday, first music theater, me and Chris Paul.
Next, J. Anthony Brown, Murder's Another Hit. 23.